Our next speaker is Abe Haim, who's from Just Peace UK. Abe is a long-standing campaigner for rights of Palestinian people within Jewish society in Britain, and uses his background as an architect to analyse the politics behind Israel's settlement policy. Abe, thank you.
Hello. As I speak for Just Peace UK, which is part of a growing international movement of Jews working for an end to the occupation and for a just peace between Israelis and Palestinians. Sharon and his extremist neo-fascist government do not speak for us. We work together with the European Jews for a Just Peace, the Jewish Socialist Group, and Jews for Justice for Palestinians, with whom we have organized speaking tours, events, vigils, and demonstrations, apart from our participation with the solidarity movements here. We fully support a trade and arms embargo against Israel. We are also in close contact with the courageous Israeli peace activists such as Gush Shalom, Checkpoint Watch, the Army Refuseniks, Ta'ayush, and the Israeli Committee Against House Demolitions, who work together with the Palestinians and the ISN in the occupied territories. This constant pressure by dissenting Jews of governments and international bodies adds more strength to the moral arguments. It contradicts the mainstream Jewish community's bland justifications for Israel's brutal occupation. Being in denial, most follow the line of my country right or wrong. On this, they have strayed far from real Jewish ethics. Just Peace UK aims to continue making its voice heard in the Jewish and national press and on radio, challenging and rebuffing the myths, the propaganda and misinformation by the Israeli government and its publicity agents, BICOM and AIPAC. They claim that the occupied territories are now disputed territories, are just one example of how UN resolutions are being twisted and distorted. There should be no let up in exposing Israel's illegal and criminal activities in the occupied territories. Outspoken Israelis like Gideon Levy, Amira Huss, Ilan Pape, Jeff Halper, and B'Tselem, the human rights organization, document the horrors in the West Bank and Gaza for the outside world to know what is going on. Israel has to follow international law and have full democratic accountability. It must stop trying to silence or censor valid criticism with accusations of anti-Semitism and bias, and in our case, of being self-hating Jews or traitors. We say no to any puppet state or Bantustan which Israel will dominate and control. We want to see a truly free Palestine, with Israel's undertaking that the hideous injustices of the past decades will be redressed. The right of return must also be addressed. It is ironic that Israel, as part of the people who experienced the Holocaust, should be creating ghetto walls and following apartheid policies and intending the transfer and ethnic cleansing. The boast of Israel making the desert bloom sounds rather hollow while witnessing the wholesale destruction of Palestinian olive trees, farms, and the environment. The building of the apartheid wall is yet another crime, creating despair with the hope of decent lives shattered. The claim that all this oppression is for Israel's security is a nonsense. It is to forestall or destroy any possibility of a just solution. Security for Israel cannot be obtained at the expense of the tragedy for the Palestinians. The onus is always being placed on the Palestinians to stop the violence and to completely disarm. Yet it is the occupation and the continuing assaults by the Israeli army that is provoking that violence. Israel must end her state terrorism. And get rid of the weapons of mass destruction that is threatening the whole Middle East. The obscene wall must be demolished together with the checkpoints and all illegal settlements evacuated. Israel must return to the 1967 Green Line. Any proper roadmap should be implemented by the UN according to Resolution 242 and not lead to any more tragic cul-de-sacs. The struggle against Sharon's Israel is also the struggle against Bush and Blair, the bully boys who hold the whole world to ransom and aid and abet Israel's armed might. The struggle for a free Palestine is not only in Gaza, Ramallah and Hebron, but here in Britain and the United States. The dissident Jewish voice is raised in support of the struggle for freedom and justice. Thank you.